invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as the Florist. When Luigi Basto left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basto in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. You know, in America, people are just like the people in Italy. They're crazy for the little children. All over is a baseball field, a playground, and a park. And I'm even hear about the little stores they got, where the kids can go inside and swim. Is it called the pool rooms? Mamma mia, I'm wishing you could see the younger people. I wish you could see all of these younger people. How they play in America. The little kids, they play with the play school toys. Bigger kids, they play with the blackboards, the doctors, the sets, and the crayons. And they also got a construction of sets, magic boxes, and electric trains. These are toys for the biggest kids of all, the fathers. But the reason I'm writing you these things is because this past week I've been collecting money for a wonderful thing. That's to build the recreation center for all of the kids in the neighborhood. Everybody is giving me nickels, dimes, pennies, and dollars. But a Pasquale is the one to give only one thing. His daughter Rosa. I'm ashamed for my countryman, Pasquale. He should have given no money. So before I'm going to go to my night school class, I'm going to ask him once more.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Pasquale, for the last time, are you going to give the money for these children?
Sure, Luigi. I'm going to give the money for the children. Especially if they're my grandchildren.
Pasquale, you ain't got no grandchildren.
Who's the fault is that? Look, Luigi, I'm got nothing against the kids, but if you like them so much, why don't you marry Rosa? Don't answer that.
But, Wally, please, I'm not coming here to talk about a marriage.
No, then go out and come in again.
But, Wally, from the people in this neighborhood, and they ain't got much money, I was able to collect the $25. But from you, the richest man here, I'm not able to get the one penny for the kids. Pasquale, if I'm going to go out there now, I'm going to come back in no more.
No, Luigi, don't be a stupid greenhorn boob. Instead of collecting it for somebody else, collect it for yourself. In this world, the big fish eat the little fish. Big animals eat the little animals. The little fella's always getting swallowed up. The whole world is full of cannonballs.
Pasquale, is your last chance.
Last chance, last chance. Always you sounding like a bartender 5 minutes before 12 o'clock.
Oh, goodbye, Pasquale.
Wait a minute. What do you got in your hand there? Phonograph for record?
Yeah, Pasquale. By Mario Lanza. I'm here at the hotel with his house, so he's lend it to me.
Mario Lanza?
Uh-huh.
That should have the new movie picture star.
Oh, Pasquale, what a beautiful voice he's got there. Last week, I went to the movies, I saw him in a picture, and when he's finished singing, I was almost crying.
Why? Somebody was stealing your popcorn?
Pasquale, how can you talk like that? Just listen to this record. Celestaita.
I got no time.
No, wait, I play you on a phonograph. Just to the finish.
No.
He's a beautiful, huh, Pasquale?
Oh, that's... Luigi, don't think you're going to soften me up, so I'm going to give you any money. Stop her with a record. That's your trouble. You're too soft. Always listening to this opera music, symphonies, and on Sundays to this harmonica orchestra.
But, Clary, that's to the Philharmonica Orchestra.
When I'm heard of the Phil, there wasn't a player. Luigi, if you want to think of a beautiful music, think of my Rosa. Don't she remind you of a beautiful song?
Huh?
I say, don't she remind you of a beautiful song?
Yeah, that's right. Mule Train.
Luigi, that kind of talk certainly ain't going to give you no money for the Children's Separation Center.
The funny is a recreation center.
You want to separate me from my money? That's a separation center.
But, Pasquale, don't you believe in a, just a doing a kindness for somebody?
Luigi, I'm a sick of hearing that kind of talk. Nobody's ever did a kindness for me. When I'm a step off of the boat, first the thing somebody was handing me was my work to the papers. 14 years old, I was working 12 hours a day, pressing with the iron in the shirt waste factory. Work to save, work to save. Finally, I buy this restaurant. That money I'm a god is enough for my kindness. That's a sweat.
But, Pasquale, what do you say is it true? Your life was a hard and nobody to show you kindness. But, Pasquale, that doesn't mean that someday you...
Someday. When? Luigi, if anybody was to show me one of kindness, any little thing, I would have given you as much money as you already collected. $25. Till then, you don't see one lead dime.
But, Pasquale, it's for the little children. This is a recreation center would keep them off of the streets.
I know how to keep those kids off of the streets.
How?
Send them up on the roofs. And I go...
All right, class, quiet. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Horwick?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Yeah, I'm here, but I ain't got no present.
All right, Mr. Schultz. Now, before we begin our lesson, I'd like to find out how our Recreation Center Fund is coming along. Mr. Wilder's class collected $45. How are you doing, Mr. Basco?
Well, so far I'm collected only $25.
That's not so good, Luigi. We would like to beat Mr. Weiler's class.
How much did that Pasquale ship in?
Well, so far...
He gave nothing.
Well, he's so busy.
Now, stop covering up for that miser. Pasquale is so stingy, when he gets a cold, he swallows only one way from a four-way cold damage.
No, Schultz, don't say that. You must try to understand the Pasquale. He's not stingy. He's just that all his life, nobody is showing him any kindness. And he's lost all the feelings to give. He's like a man with no insides. Schultz, you know what it's like to feel empty inside?
Yeah, when I had my appendix taken out.
It's too bad about Mr. Pasquale, Mr. Basco. Anyway, see if you can't cover the rest of the neighborhood by the end of the week, because we've got to turn in our money.
Well, all right, Miss Spalding. Before I forget the Horowitz, I'm brought the back of your record. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. That Lanza, he's got a voice, huh?
Horowitz, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
And I'll give you an idea what the Pasquale is really like. When I'm played him at this record, he's not to say anything.
Yeah.
But you should see how his eyes is light up. His whole face is light up. And you know what that's to prove?
Yeah, he's a human pinball machine.
Luigi, the sad fact is, Pasquale has no feelings. And you're just wasting your time with him.
Well, wait. Pasquale is a love of good music, I'm sure. He said to me if somebody was to show him a little kindness, he would give $25 for this recreation center.
What are you getting at, Mr. Basco?
I'm going to buy him this Mario Lanza album. Then that's a proof to him somebody is to think of him. And somebody is to show him a kindness. And I'm sure he's going to give the money.
Luigi, I think you got a good idea. That album cost $5. I'll give my share. Here, $1.25.
Oh, well, then, go along with that. Here's my $1.25.
And here's mine.
Luigi, I don't want to see you lose your faith in human beings. Here's my money.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, friend. We all meet at a Pasquale store 8:30 tomorrow night. I'm going to give him the records then.
By the way, Luigi, Mario Lanza is going to be in Marshall Field's music department tomorrow in person, autographing his records. Why don't you go there and you can meet him too?
What a pleasure, Your Honor. What time we're going to do that? Good. Honey, you'll see you're not going to be disappointed. Pasquale's got the goodness deeper down in the side of him. And maybe it will take something like this to bring it out.
I still have to do it with TNT.
Of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma Mia, I'm hoping a lot today. I'm going to downtown to Marshall and Film Music Department to buy Pasquale that Mario Lanza album of records. For Pasquale's sake, I'm hope he's give money for the recreation center. Mamma mia, I'm sure he can afford this. Because once he's showed me his bank book, and his money is running through 6 numbers. I'm a saw them myself, stamped right under the cover. Well, Mamma mia, I'm finish this a little later. Right now, I'm going to the department store. Excuse me, please. Maybe you know where is the record of the department?
There it is, right over there.
Thank you.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, please. I'm like to buy some records.
Certainly. How about a room full of roses?
Huh?
I said, how about a room full of roses?
No, thanks. I'm going to want to buy flowers. I'm just to buy records.
Yes. Well, we have something very nice. Just came in with the ink spot.
With the ink spot?
Yes, yes.
Oh, if you don't mind, I'm going to clean the record. Please, I'm going to come in a special at all.
Now, wait. I have just a thing for you.
What the?
Why was I born?
Don't ask me, ask you, Mama.
Sir, wait a minute. You know it's a record. Don't you follow the hit parade?
No, when I'm a walker too much, my feet are hurt.
Look, mister, just what do you want?
Well, I'm coming here just to buy Mario Lanza record.
Oh, yes. That Midnight Kiss album. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. That album is selling like hotcakes.
Oh, you sell a hotcake for two.
Look, never mind. Here's the album. That's $4.75 plus tax. That comes to $4.88. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And Mr. Clark, ain't Mario Lanza supposed to be here?
Oh, yes. He's here autographing records. He just stepped out, but he'll be back in a minute.
All right, I wait.
Oh, here he is. Mr. Lanza, would you please autograph this album?
Certainly. Be glad to.
Well, friend, what are you staring at?
I've never seen Hollywood star before. Once I thought I'd see Donald Duck, but as it turned out, it was just a plain chicken. Mario Lanza. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia, huh? Ma lei parla italiana come fossi venuta recentemente.
E infatti stanno qui da un anno.
È un grande piacere di conoscerti. Buona fortuna e felicità.
Grazie molto. Sei un bravo persona.
Is there anything wrong, Miss Lanza?
No, we just discovered we're a couple of lunchmen. Now, what would you like me to write on your album?
You do me a big favor, please, if you write it down there. Super Pasquale with a kindness from his friend Luigi, who's not having money enough because he's giving his directory. So he's a friend also, and a heart of which the missus falling, and a shirt that they all a chip in.
Is that all?
No, you are so right. The reason that these people is a chip in a Pasquale is because if they want to show you they all are so friendly, so you understand what it means to receive a sign in it from somebody who's not really interested.
Are you finished?
No, not yet. And now I'm a hope, Pasquale, that you keep your part of the bargain, and when you see what's been done for you, do what you're supposed to do. Give the money for the recreation center. Love, Luis.
Look, why don't you see me sometime when I have the weekend off?
Excuse, I'm asking too much, huh? Well, please, just write to Pasquale with a kind of from Mario Lange.
Fine. You know, you seem to have quite a purpose in buying this album.
Yeah, like you say, is it quite the purpose?
Well, here you are.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lange.
Thank you, and arrivederci. Eh?
Arrivederci. Oh, what a fine fella he is. Such a nice handwriting. Tu Pasquale.
Watch out!
Oh, excuse me, Lange. Mamma mia. Album is a four on the floor. All the records are broke. That's the worst thing that could happen. Everything is done for nothing.
Excuse me, Mr. Mamma Mia.
Oh, Mr. Lund, the terrible thing is happening. Your records, they all smash it to the pieces.
Oh, that's all right. It happens in hundreds of automatic record changes.
But what am I going to do?
Well, don't worry about that. Will you please give this man another album, Mr. Pasternak?
Here you are, sir.
Oh, Mr. Lanza, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lanza and Mr. Pasternak. You don't know what this is a mean. That's the twice the kindness of a Pasquale.
This Pasquale thing is quite important to you.
Oh, it's very important, Mr. Lanza. Pasquale's my countryman who's brought me over from Italy. Today, I'm interested in saving him.
You know, this kindness, what you're doing, you don't see very much of this sort of thing today. When are you giving your friend Pasquale these records?
8:30 tonight. All of my friends are going to be there.
Tell you what, I'll be there too.
Can you be there, Mr. Lanza? Mamma mia, how wonderful. My name is Luigi Basco. I'm a guy at antique shop at 21 and not the Wholesale Street.
Well, I'm writing it down now, and I'll be there with bells on.
Good, then we're going to hear you coming.
8:30 tonight. Goodbye.
Well, Luigi, 8:30 was you going to be here, eh? I don't believe you ever met Mr. Mario Lange.
Well, I'm going to understand it's 9:15.
You're going to wait till 13:15. He's not going to show up. Maybe this is going to learn you about people.
Pasquale, you don't deserve a friend like Luigi. He brought you phonograph records, and all you can do is give him the needle.
Listen to Mr. Delicatessen, a man. Keep your nose and he won't say.
Pasquale, that's no way to talk. After all, the Schultz and the rest of the class today all chipped in to buy you these records. There was a hope that maybe you'd give $25 for recreation center.
Sure, it's very easy for you. You spend $1 a piece, so I'm supposed to spend $25. I'm too smart for that. Luigi, don't think because I'm don't look stupid that I'm not.
Pasquale, that's the one thing I'm never said that you don't look stupid.
That's the funny thing. When I'm say it, it's come out different. Well, it's no use to waste the time of talking. It's 9:30. Your trick didn't work. I'm going to give him money. Good night.
Oh, Pasquale, sometimes I wish you was born twin so I could hate you twice as much.
Goodbye, Luigi.
Goodbye, Schultz.
You're so am I, Luigi.
Luigi, a burglar is trying to break into your store.
A burglar where?
Yeah, look.
Mamma mia, it's Mario Lanza. Hey, Mr. Lanza.
Well, I finally found you, Mr. Mamma Mia. You told me to show up at an antique shop, 21 North Halstead Street, and you're not there.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about a Pasquale's spaghetti palace. You mean you're waiting in front of my store all of this time?
Well, I walked around the streets a little. It's like back home. You know, I was brought up in the same kind of a neighborhood in South Philadelphia.
Oh, well, that's another standing in the door. Come inside, Mr. Lanza. I want you to sit with all of my friends. Kisses to Mr. Schultz and Mr. Horowitz and Mr. Alonis. And this,
This is a Mr. Pasquale.
Mr. Pasquale, huh? I've heard a lot about you from your friend.
You mean it? You was to come to my store just for me?
Well, for you and for him.
Thank you.
Himmel, it's so quiet you could hear a cheer drop.
Lanza, how was it to see you in that beautiful picture, that midnight kiss? Tell me something. You really kissed the cat with Grayson in that picture?
Well, somebody kissed her, and it wasn't Larry Park.
He is in Burton.
Now, how much are you giving for that recreation, then? Well, Luigi, like I'm a promise to you, whatever you collect from everybody, I'm a give. $25.
Mr. Pasquale, if you gave enough for these kids, I'd be happy to sing a song.
Well,
Pasquale.
Pasquale, sing carefully. Mario Lanza is a big star. From the movies, from the opera, from the radio, he sells millions of records. Why, for a concert, he must get at least $75.
Don't know what you're talking about. I bet Mr. Lanza gets at least $85.
No. Mr. Lanza must get much more for a concert. Mr. Lanza, for how much do you get?
Luigi, how much do you want?
Pasquale, how much do you got?
Luigi, I'm answering you with your own words. Be kind.
Pasquale, $100?
Luigi, to hear Mario Lanza singing in my store is worth twice as much.
All right, for $200.
Me and my big mouth.
Mr. Lanza, what are you going to sing?
Well, I've got a special song for Mr. Mamma Mia here. It's called Mamma Mia.
Quando sarà scena tu puoi bruciare questo che spanga quando io voglio e tu mi manca senza mania e te va già e te chiami cariorno ma per la destra di errore e tengano per indagore senza fare buona oh, non la fa morire se tu che vuoi da me mamma mia madonna viva te che fa male mamma vola so mamma mia che da burra e non la vive da mamma mia che da burra
full of Mario. Oh, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to call you by your maiden name.
Now, go right ahead.
Mario, you don't know how lucky you are tonight. I've got a daughter. man, and my daughters are not to marry. She's very illegible.
But Mr. Lanza's
tired
and he wants to go
home. Luigi, I'm going to introduce him to my daughter. After all, he's to do me a bigger favor, I'm going to do him a bigger favor.
That's right, so that the favor's a plenty big.
Luigi, keep it quiet. If this works out, I'm going to never have to bother you again.
Now I'm going to call her out. Rosa! 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 Yes, I call you, my little ride, Chris. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi. Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, we got a special guest for you. Rosa, say hello to Mario Lanza.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, this is the famous Mario Lanza. You saw him in that picture, that midnight kiss. What do you say to him?
It's 11 o'clock, Mr. Lanza. What are we waiting for? But Pasquale, Mr. Lanza and me was... Well, we was made a date, and we got to go now.
That's right.
So where are you two going?
To the movies.
Huh?
To the opera.
Hey, come back to my son!
Go away, Papa!
Next week at the same time when Luigi Basco writes...
Excuse me, are you Mr. Luigi?
Why, no, I'm Bob Stevenson. Why, it's Gracie Allen!
Mr. Stevenson, huh? Well, I was all prepared to say hello to Mr. Luigi in his native language. Well, I'll say it to you. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
You speak Italian, too.
A little.
Well, I've come to talk to you about my husband, George Burns, better known as Sugar Throat Burns, the Beverly Hills Nightingale.
I think I know what you want, Gracie. You want us to let George sing on this program.
Yeah, that's right. Then our sponsor will hear him and realize how great he is and let him sing on our program Wednesday night.
I'm sorry. The answer is no.
Oh, this is your first big mistake, Mr. Stevenson. Letting George sing could be the greatest thing that's happened to you since you wrote Treasure Island.
You got the wrong. I didn't write Treasure Island.
Oh, well, then that's your second big mistake. Goodbye.
Good night, Gracie. Life with Louis G. is a tri-horror production. It is written by Mike Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mike Benoff. J. Carol Madison starred as Louis G. Basco with Alan Lee and Basco Squad. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.